morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem. How you doing on this fine Wednesday morning? So glad to have you along for the ride as we get going on this April 15th. And the good news is our tax deadline has been moved, right, to July 15th. Normally this would be like, oh, it's April 15th, but friends, it's April 15th, and our deadline is July 15th. Of course, if you're due a refund, most people are filing and making sure all of their information is correct right now so that they can get the stimulus check. We'll get into that a little bit here in a minute. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you. And we love your feedback. In fact, if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. And if you have a loved one with a birthday coming up and you want them to have a shout out right here from the radio, I'd love to wish them happy birthday as well. Let me know. You can send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. And taking a look at the news around the region, in fact, kind of interesting news. And coming back to Salem after being gone for over 30 years, I was quite kind of shocked a little bit that there hasn't been more done with our local airport here in Salem. The fact that we're a capital city and, you know, air travel has been kind of a priority for a lot of communities for growth. I was a little surprised that there hasn't been more. And then I learned that there is a plan to try to develop the airport here locally. And here's some good news. Airports in the state of Oregon have received over $140 million for COVID-19 relief. Our Salem McNary Field has received a grant of $69,000. And McMinnville Municipal Airport also received $69,000. So that was some exciting news in the headlines. Another kind of neat news, if you have high school students and they're seniors and interested in college, Chemeketa Community College is offering free online courses for high school seniors who have met graduation requirements, according to a recent press release, with tuition, fees, and textbooks all covered. A set of 15 general education transferable courses will be available to students within Chemeketa's service district. These are all accelerated five-week courses for spring term, which begins on May 4th. Registration will be first come, first serve. Chemeketa is calling this opportunity Bolt to Chemeketa, named after the school's mascot. So seniors who've met graduation requirements in good academic standing and have access to computers and laptops, you need to go to chemeketa.edu and get registered. Looking at the storm that we're facing, the COVID-19, looking at the numbers, of course, again, as I've said before, today's numbers right now that I read are from yesterday because they release them a little bit before noon every single day. And right now, so far in Oregon, since January 24th, we've had 32,363 tests that have been given. Out of the 32,000 plus tests, 30,730 were negative. Tests that were positive, 1,633. 44 patients currently on ventilators, 311 people hospitalized with confirmed or suspected COVID-19 cases, and 55 deaths so far in Oregon. So those are certainly things to keep in mind and keep in prayer. And some important dates right around the corner that we want to stay on top of. Even though we're kind of in the storm of COVID-19, we still are mindful that we have an election coming up. And our primary election is May 19th. And we want to make sure that you are registered to vote by by the 28th of April. In fact, I'm encouraging people to go on to the Secretary of State website or your county state website and make sure that your registration is current, because after the 28th, the 29th and the next few days, they'll start mailing out the ballots. They'll start mailing out the voter pamphlet that tells you about the different issues and candidates as well. And so we want to stay on top of that. Continuing on with news that you can use on our Facebook page, I put a link there. People are wondering about the stimulus checks. News has been reporting that some people have been receiving them. Who's going to receive them? How am I going to get that? How do I keep my information updated? If you go to our Facebook page, KSLM Radio, I put a link there on some information that you can use. And in an effort to stay engaged, stay educated, stay informed and empowered during this COVID-19, one of my goals is, what can we do as listeners, as community and friends to stay healthy, be mindful? What can we control each and every day to make sure that we are healthy and we're not susceptible to any kind of virus, flu, cold, that kind of thing? And my personal belief is staying healthy, eating healthy, staying active is a part of that plan. And with that, my effort is to bring people in on the show that adds value to that and helps us think about our lives and what are we doing. And it starts with one bite at a time, what we're putting into our body, how we're feeling it. And with that, I'm excited to introduce to you my friend for many years. Her name is Cheryl Carlton Rasmussen, and she's been in the weight loss industry since 1989. She's worked at health clubs for over 14 years. She was a certified personal trainer, competed in a few amateur bodybuilding contests in the 90s, and she has her own business called Reset Weight for over 10 years now. She's a personal food coach and teaches people how to eat whole foods. Her model is accountability can make all the difference. Now, Cheryl has been added so much value into my life and into my family's life. She started coaching me several years ago, and also she's been a personal coach of my mom and dad, and they have turned around their health in a great way. And Cheryl, I'm so glad to have you on the line. Good morning to you. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing awesome. I'm having a really good morning.
Awesome. So glad to hear it. And, you know, Cheryl, as we think about this COVID-19 and the storm that we're weathering, and I'm calling it a storm because we're going to get through this and we're going to be better for it somehow, always looking for that silver lining. What can people do today? You know, if they're evaluating, they know that their blood pressure is high, they're struggling. I mean, you have this saying, and I love it, and I'll probably get it wrong, that it starts with that bite. that you know, go ahead and share with us kind of your philosophy on how fueling our body for health is important.
Well, you know, I really believe, you know, God gave us one earth suit, and I look at it as my house, but it's my mobile house. Everywhere I go, I go. And I just think I want to be healthy. I want to feel good. I want to look good. I want to have my immune system up all the time because, you know, just like something like we're up against right now, Stacy. And I just know that I was given this earth suit, and I really want to feed it the best I can. And I was not always like this. I am 62, and I changed my eating habits at 25 because I didn't have energy and I didn't feel good, and I was a little overweight, like 30, 35 pounds. And so I found an interest back in the 80s of how to keep my earth suit well and get back to whole foods, because I was a sugar addict.
And during times of stress, Cheryl, usually people, what we tend to is go to comfort, right? And try to dull our senses towards the pain that we're feeling or the struggle or the frustration that we're feeling in that tendency. You know, we know it's not acceptable necessarily to go to drugs or alcohol. And a lot of people, they almost promote that in times of distress. But what's harder yet, even, and those things are difficult as they may, is the food in our cupboards and the choices that we make and what we go to for comfort food. What is that you've discovered over the years that people want to go to, the Cheetos or the, you know, the not good for us food?
It's absolutely, great question. It's absolutely sugar. Sugar's in chips. I mean, if you look at most of your, even people that crave salty things, usually sugar. in the ingredients. So you have to remember, like you just mentioned about drug and alcohol, I think that, you know, I don't think people are addicted to food. I think people are addicted to the chemicals in the food. You know, I don't know how many people on a Friday night are like, hey, let's sit down and have some carrots and some celery and you know, some good vegetables and fruits. It's usually, see, this is what I've learned over the years of doing clients is that people are looking for, when you're not settled in your earth suit and you're just feeling like you just need a mood change, sugar will do that. Just like the drugs. I know it's a little different, but we're looking for that euphoric feeling. That the problem with the food is it does raise the blood sugar, and then you got the crash following it. So if you're someone that's skipping meals, or you're going too long in between meals and snacks, or you're ingesting the wrong kind of carbohydrates, which would be your carbs that are processed, like quick instant oatmeal versus slow cooked oatmeal, is going to spike your blood sugar more than the slow cooked. So when it enters the bloodstream, they're called high glycemic carbohydrates, Stacey, and so it gives you that high, but then right behind, like I said, is the crash. And if you continue doing that, you're going to spike, crash, and you end up training your body to be a fat-burning, a fat-storing machine versus a fat-burning machine.
Well, and I've often said for many years, and Cheryl, you're an instrumental person in my life on helping me rethink and relook at food, and our listeners may or may not know, but over the last 5 to 10 years, I've worked really hard to get down to where I'm at now and shed over 80 pounds, and I've been able to manage that pretty well over the last few years. And one of the things that I think most people don't understand is when you see someone extremely overweight, I think our natural tendency is to think that they overeat. And what you help me understand is they could be undereating and starving themselves.
Absolutely.
And putting themselves. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yes, because when your body is undereating, it's going to hold on to the fat. It thinks that you're starving itself because God made the earth suit to your best source of fuel is fat. A lot of people don't realize that. So, you know, we're gonna conserve that. But when you're eating the small meals throughout the day, it keeps your metabolism revved up all day. And so this is a good thing. And so a lot of people don't, and I do. I have a lot of clients that come in and they're like, sure, I'm only eating twice a day. And I say, well, that's one of your challenges. If that's not working for you and you don't believe me, try the other way. And you'll see that it works. I have people that work out at the gym, Stacey, and they're working their hearts out, you know, 5-6 days a week, and they're not really getting where they want to be. And they come in, and I'm like, well, what are you eating? And they're eating one meal a day. And I think there's been a big myth through the years in the weight loss industry of telling people that, you know, eat less, exercise more. And I believe that's what actually got us into a lot of trouble with that thought right there. And I call it a mind virus. It's been passed down.
Yes.
And so,
I agree.
Anyway,
yeah, that's really, that's a good point there, that we need to be mindful what we're putting in and how often. And when we get back from this break, Cheryl, let's dive into more specifics. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio, news you can use to engage, empower, educate. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Oh, it's a good morning indeed. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. It's 7:22. We're enjoying a wonderful Wednesday morning together. KSLM, Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use. Follow us on Facebook at KSLM Radio and our website, kslm.news. In fact, we have a resource link right there on our website that you can click if you need any information, any resources, community resources. We encourage you to go there. And on Facebook, we've just put a link on. If you're questions, wanting to know about your stimulus, when you're going to get it, how you're going to get it, how to update your information, all of that is in a link from the IRS right there on our Facebook page. page. In the effort to encourage, educate, engage, and empower, we're having a beautiful conversation with my friend Cheryl Carlton Rasmussen, who has coached and come alongside folks for many, many years on how to make healthy choices in regards to food and just a kind of more reset. That's why you call it, reset weight, is because it's a time to reflect, reset, and change. And we have that power. Yes, turn it around. We have that power to make a difference. And I think sometimes people, especially, and I remember thinking this, man, I just don't know what to do. And the reality is, it's fear. It really is. And I love this saying, fear does not stop death, it stops life. And worrying does not take away tomorrow's trouble, it takes away today's peace. And so if you're concerned about being vulnerable, even to like COVID-19, or maybe you've been told by your doctor you're pre-diabetic, whatever you're facing today, my friend, as you're listening to this, I really hope this stirs your heart. And Cheryl, what would you say to that person who knows they need to do something, but they're not quite sure where to start?
Well, I have an acrostic for fear: face everything and recover. And so, you know, I think that people that have challenges with food addiction, and again, like I said, I was one of them, and it's not an easy road, but I always say this to my type 2 diabetics: if food got you in trouble, food can get you out. It may take longer, but the food and not spiking your blood sugars and getting that insulin to overwork is the ticket. And I've had clients, I can honestly say I've had clients that were 8, 9 in the A1Cs, and they're down in 5s and 6s. Now, it might have taken them 6 months to a year, Stacy, but they are dropping, and it's because they're ingesting the right kind of foods, the whole foods.
Right.
And you know, Stacy, if you, go ahead.
No, go, yeah, keep going.
I'd like to share something to all the listeners that I think is absolutely vital. You know, if you lose 5 pounds of fat, because when a person is losing weight, you got to know the kind of weight you're dropping. And if you drop 5 pounds of fat weight, but you gain 5 pounds of muscle, you're not going to see a deficit on the scale, but you made a 10-pound improvement. And so your clothes should feel loose. And that's where I get more excited over inches than I do pounds, because if I have a client coming in and they're all excited, they, you know, they had the flu and they're not feeling good, and they come in going, I've lost 5 pounds, and they come in and it's 5 pounds of muscle, I'm not clapping for you, because 5 pounds, you just bragging about fat burning machinery that could serve you for the rest of your life.
Good point.
So
yes,
it's important that you know what kind of, the scale all by itself is not the only number to go by. I that's my biggest challenge as a coach that I want to share with people and get that truth out.
Well, and the inches do matter, and it's interesting because I think we've caught the way to lose weight is to undereat, exercise more, and to watch that scale. And what I'm hearing from you, those aren't good measuring sticks. Those are not effective ways to being active and moving is certainly important, but what we put in our mouth every single day is vital. And when you talk about whole foods, explain what you mean by that.
Whole foods would be what sunlight, water, and soil have brought to the earth. Your fresh fruits, your fresh vegetables. Yes, your potatoes. You know, sweet potatoes are going to be more, they're not going to spike you as much as a white Idaho potato. You know, the foods that God naturally put, your whole grains, your organic brown rice, the rice that's 30 minutes to cook, nothing instant, like I said earlier. So whole foods, your lean meats, you know, if you can get grass-fed, just anything that you know that was made, you know, your nuts, those were naturally made on the planet. We're lacking good fats. You know, we need good fats for brain health, heart health, joint health. And, you know, some of those would be like your omega-3s, like walnuts are one of the highest omega-3 natural fats. But now some people will get carried away and they'll eat too much and they can't get their weight off. So, you know, everything in moderation, and we're in a portion distortion world.
Yes.
And so we have to be careful with our portioning.
Yes, because when I heard you hear whole foods, I was thinking eating the whole pie, the whole bag of Cheetos.
Oh, yeah. It is an apple pie. Like a good food.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And so what you're saying is the more natural, more organic, better for us. And we've just, even with this COVID-19, there's been a hot spot outbreak in South Dakota where a pork plant or meat processing plant has been shut down. And there's a lot of strange concern in a sense, not only for those that are facing all of that, but the meat supply going to be hampered. And again, a lot of people are saying, well, I like to buy local. I like to get my, you know, rather than the grocery store, I'd like to support the local farmers, you know, get my eggs from the you know, the people that are raising their own chickens, you know, things like that.
Absolutely.
And so what I hear you saying is that the closer to natural, the better it is. And when we look at the opportunity to reset what we're doing, and when we're on a pause like this, there are so many people now that are relearning how to cook because we live in such a busy world. It's like quick drive through, get that gut burger to fill that hunger pain, but we're not thinking that it's not serving us best to give us the fuel.
You know
that
what
we need.
That equals, that was great, Stacy. You know what that equals? We are calorie rich and nutrient poor in this country.
Yes.
What you just said.
Yes.
I love what you just said because it is the fast and it's the drive through and it's this.
Yes.
You know, they're handing out blood pressure medicine, Stacy, like it's candy in this country. And you know, one drive through can cap your sodium intake for the day. Just one meal, one drive through.
Oh wow. Cheryl, let's continue this conversation right after this. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. News that you can use, how to fuel our body, build up our immunity, and reset for the future. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Oh, it's a good morning indeed. Good morning, Salem, Staten, Turner, Monmouth, Independence, Woodburn, Jervis, all our areas. Thank you for tuning in on this wonderful Wednesday morning, April 15th. I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. It's 7:36, and I put a link or a story on our Facebook page. Is the curve flattening? I want your input. It's talking about 8 reasons to end the lockdowns as soon as possible. You know, Oregon is one of the strongest. Oregon, California, Washington, I think Michigan. There's some really rigid, strong stay at home, almost get in trouble. You almost feel like you're in school and you need to ask the teacher for a hall pass. That's how restricted it is right now. And there's this article I just posted on the Facebook page that I want your insight on. I want you to read it. We've gotten some good discussion already, and I want you to look at it. And my thoughts are, do you think it's time to get back to living, go back to work, open up for business? I think this article is insightful. Maybe you will too. Go to our KSLM Radio Facebook page, like us and follow us and give me your feedback on this article. You know, one of the things I thought about that Kate Brown, our governor, could do is why not open up the public recreation? Usually when families go and recreate, they do it together. They're not usually mingling or having a lot of interaction with other people. You know, have some boundaries, but let people start going to the parks and walking and be active again. I think that would be something that would be positive and reflect positively on our governor at this time when she needs a little bit of good PR. Don't you agree? I'd love to hear back from you. Comment on our Facebook page. We're continuing the conversation this morning with Cheryl Carlton Rasmussen, who's been my friend for many years, a health coach, come alongside me, help me rethink about food and my relationship with food. And she's talking to us about, right before the last break, we were talking about how people going through the drive-thru, yes, they've got tons of calories, but they have no nutrition. Continue that thought process.
Okay. I find that fascinating that, you know, I ask my clients, could you sit down and eat 4 bananas. And they're like, probably not. And I said, you know why? Because they're high in fiber. Bananas are 70% water. And they have nutrients in them. So, but I could inhale 4 chocolate chip cookies.
No doubt.
So that's why I'm saying, if you're calorie rich and nutrient poor, what's happening is your earth suit's not getting the nutrients, and so it tends to overeat, hoping that it can find it and get it. And it's a crazy ride we're on. And I always say, Stacey, that living to eat needs to become eating to live. That is a psychological change that must take in our, I always call it our computer, the brain. You know, we have to delete some old software and download some new.
What are the hang-ups? What do you think the hang-ups are, where people go to, where they get the most calories? Is it sometimes in the drinks that we choose? Is it, that they just will get that coffee to go and not think about what's in it, or drinking the soda? Where do you see a lot of one place someone could start by cutting that out? What do you think?
You know, that's interesting you're asking that question, because America is fixated on fat, sugars, and salt. And so, you know, you either have a salt tooth, a sugar, a sweet tooth, or you just love the fats, the gravies, and the sour creams, and the fried foods. And so it's such a personal thing. I am finding that everybody has their own thing. But if I had to pick one thing, Stacey, it's a toss-up between the sugar and fat.
Mm-hmm. I know.
It truly is.
I crave the salty, crunchy things, you know, like the popcorn and the chips and things, when I kind of, especially stressful. So I like to go to pistachios or some nuts, a handful of nuts, things like that. What are the suggestions if someone's like me that has the salty, crunchy, used to like to get into the Cheetos and things like that? What other suggestions would you have as far as a food alternative?
Well, first of all, I love what you just said, because, you know, when I think about salt and chips, and, you know, there are healthy chips out there, and your nuts, Stacey, they're healthy too. The challenge is, can you stop at the portion?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to say that right off, because there is nothing unhealthy about raw nuts, good nuts. It's just we overconsume them.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, you'd have to do that. But you know, one of the things that I made, it's called SOLE, and it's pronounced Sole water, and it's made with Himalayan salt and filtered water. And I just make that. It's real simple. You can Google it. And I take a tablespoon of that every morning and put it in 8 ounces of water on an empty stomach. And it's amazing. And because I always had a salt tooth, but somehow that's helping me, and it restores the electrolytes. And Himalayan salt has like 84 minerals in it. That's
Whoa.
Amazing.
Wow. And you can just get that at the natural food store?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You can get that probably at any grocery store. But, you know, one of the things that I wanted to mention today real quick was, you know, out of all the cancers right now that we're challenged with, colon cancer is the number 2 killer, and fiber is a big thing. And there's a book out called New Facts About Fiber. It's been out a long time, actually. And New Facts About Fiber by Betty Kamen. And that is a life-changing book for me, because when you start focusing on fiber, it automatically fills you, and it keeps you from overeating, and it keeps us regular. And that's a real big challenge in this country. And water, you know, we're talking about the immune system, Stacey. And, you know, people have to drink at least half their weight in ounces of water. So if you're a 200-pound person, you need at least 100 ounces a day, because you talk about building that immune system up. It's really keeping ourselves hydrated. And a lot of people don't realize this, but they mistake hunger for thirst.
Oh, I believe it.
Hunger.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I said that backwards. You mistake thirst for hunger. And that's scary. And they say the older we get, if you don't drink, you know, your water, that your body produces less of a thirst sensation. And so this is why our elderly are challenged too, because they're so darn dehydrated, and it's causing a lot of illnesses.
Well, and dehydration has, from my reading and understanding, also plays into inflammation. And it plays
Absolutely.
Into even memory loss, not having what you need, being hydrated. And I think it's important. And even as I've worked in like the skincare industry and things through my own business, I know that elasticity of the skin, you know, if you're losing
Absolutely.
Weight, you want to drink water because that helps with tone. And tell me a little bit about, you know, I like to drink coffee, and I've actually kind of kicked that habit. You'd be so proud of me, Cheryl. But people that drink coffee, that can they think maybe that would add to their water consumption in a day, and it really doesn't, does it?
Well, it actually dehydrates you, and you know, I'm a woman that's never going to give up her coffee, and I have. You know, I go to the convenience store in the morning. I love my cup of coffee there. But the funny part is, Stacey, it's a 16-ounce cup, so it's really two cups. And what a lot of people don't realize is every 8-ounce glass of coffee, you need an 8-ounce glass of water to make up for the dehydration.
Mm-hmm. But tea...
So a lot of...
Tea is different, right?
Tea
if
is
you
hydrating.
Drink, yes, tea
yes.
is hydrating.
As long as there's no sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sweet tea wouldn't count, would it?
Not, me?
Sweet tea would not count in that tea count because
no.
that wouldn't have
it's
the sugar.
It's dehydrating, actually. And I love what you talked about with the inflammation and, you know, because there's a lot of, and that's why I was talking about, you know, challenges with constipation and getting the fiber, because those are symptoms of it also, and joint pain and stiffness. And a lot of people don't realize that water cushions your joints.
Yes. And one of the things that we have done here at, in on the morning show and at KSLM, we've lined ourselves up with Kick in Cancer, and they have seminars, training seminars and things on how to eat for health, how to build up that immunity and try to make our bodies positioned in a way. And this is what you're sharing too this morning, helping us be in a place where we're less receptive to those diseases that come along with age and in life and catching a virus, the flu, a cold, those kinds of things. What other things can people be doing, rich food that could help them build immunities that comes to mind right now?
Well, you know, your antioxidants, which is your ACs and Es, you know, again, it's going to go back to your fruits and vegetables and zinc, they're saying, too, and lemon water. And, you know, one thing that I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but, you know, your body's, you want to get more of an alkaline body, which basically if you're eating half your caloric intake daily from fruits and vegetables, you're pretty much there. That's the pH blood balance, because they're saying that the more alkaline you are, see, the body is less susceptible to infection. And one thing that I find really interesting is our emotions. So when people worry and have anger and hate, envy, gossip, fear, lack of sleep, they make your body more acidic, where pleasure and laughter and happiness, rest and sleep. And I know it's a challenging time right now for all of us, but you know, it's important to put on stuff that's going to make you laugh. I mean, there's no joke in that, ha ha, no pun intended, that, you know, laughter is the best medicine. We've got to find ways to keep ourselves balanced spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and of course, physically.
Oh, that's great, wise words. And Cheryl, you know, the thing that I appreciate about you is your personality, and why I know you are such a successful coach, is that you really look at the person where they're at and love them where they're at and help, and you can see where they can get to. And you have that joy, you have that ability to just, when I hear the name Cheryl Carlton Rasmussen, joy wells up within me, because that's what you bring in a room, your atmosphere, your knowledge, you change the atmosphere. Cheryl, I'm so glad that you're along with us. Hold on, we're going to get back to the conversation about improving our health, friends. It's very important that we get healthy. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use on this Wednesday. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. Good morning, Salem and area. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. News that you can use It's 7:50, mostly sunny today, high temperature in the mid-60s, maybe even getting up there into the 70s, overnight lows in the mid-40s in the next few days, continuing to see sunny temps and in the 70s, and that's encouraging news we can use, right? Here's something that reminds me of the time that we're in, and I love this. This is a quote. People are like stained glass windows. They sparkle and shine when the sun is out, but when darkness sets in, their true beauty is revealed only if their light is from within. Elizabeth Ross. And Cheryl, you sparkle everywhere you go. And I started talking about this as we went into the break. Everywhere you go, you bring life and you change the atmosphere in the room. And I'm curious, tell me a little bit where you get your hope and your strength from. What motivates you on a day-to-day basis?
Well, you know, I have to, well, first of all, God, definitely first and foremost. And, you know, I have a passion for mankind, and my purpose on this planet was to help people physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And I do. I go to God, and I get my inspiration from there. And I absolutely love helping people feel and look their best, because, you know, we got one trip around and we can't trade it in for a newer model, so this is it.
One of your statements that I know I kill every time I try to say it, but I think it's so powerful that you say, and I've heard you say it over and over again, something to the effect of being a spiritual being, having a human experience. Is that exactly, or how do you say that?
That's exactly how I say it.
Oh,
Stacey
good,
Evans.
I say it right.
Spiritual being, having a human experience, and, you know, we're trying to balance it all, and we're in the physical, yet we're spiritual beings, and I just know that the house that I'm walking around in is so important, and I've learned that if I serve it well, it will serve me until I go to heaven one day, and I just want to have a great human experience, and I know that that's one of the things. I'm housed in this. If I get sick, Stacey, where am I going to live?
Yes, and I think, and it's in those times we realize life is so fragile and so brief, really, that we have to steward, like you said, our house suit in these times.
In our earth suit.
In our earth suit. Yeah, that's right. Get it right. See? And when you have children and grandchildren and you have a legacy, I know for me, my motivation at 50 to be as healthy as I can be, because I want to have those years added, an abundant life. And what I think is so extremely important, the aspect of having that spiritual element to our behavior, that faith of knowing that we can make that change, even if we're in set patterns, we can make that change. And the reality is, we can't do it of ourselves. We need to call on God for His supernatural power and strength and help and encouragement. And I love that about this life that we live in. And you and I have walked through a lot of things, ups and downs over the years. And you've really been right there beside me and many others. It's such a privilege. It's kind of like when you're a personal trainer or a health coach or someone who cuts hair, you know, or a counselor, a life coach, those kinds of things. People invite you into their life. And it's not just for the quick, you know, 12-week sessions. It really becomes a relationship over time, doesn't it?
Well, it absolutely does, Stacey. And, you know, 12 sessions is just the beginning for some people. And I just know that, you know, sometimes we just need help from outside sources, and people need accountability. And it's frustrating when you can't do it on your own and you come to that realization that you need help. And it's okay.
Right. And even like in recovery, when we talk about recovery, and I know you've done Celebration Recovery, you've been a facilitator in that, and, you know, it's our habits, our hang-ups. It's not just drugs and alcohol. It could be food. It could be dangerous relationships and things like that. The first step is admitting, hey, I can't stay here. It's too painful to stay here. And when we know that the pain of staying the same is worse than the pain of change, then true change happens, right?
That's only when true change. That's right. When the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change, that's when people change. And I think that, you know, it's a challenging thing to recognize that you may be addicted to food. You may be addicted to the chemicals. And it's something to take a peek at for yourself, because no one else is going to... You're the CEO of your Earth Suit. You're it.
And
no one else is going to do it for you.
Exactly. And so now in these times that we're in, you're doing a lot of coaching by phone, a lot of online coaching through Skype and social media and things. How is that going for you?
It's going awesome. It's actually a lot of FaceTiming or the phone consulting at this point. The FaceTiming's awesome, and, you know, it's working. Some of my clients are doing better than they ever have because they can't go out to eat, you know, as much. And so it's exciting times because, you know, you don't want to come out of this, you know, with another challenge.
Right, exactly. And how do people get a hold of you? Do you have a website or a YouTube channel? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
ResetWeight.org.
ResetWeight.org.
Okay. .org.
Excellent.
That has all the information.
So what is about a minute and a half yet. What's something you can leave us with today to encourage us to get going? Let's make this reset happen in our lives.
Well, here's the first thing I'd love to say is 1,000 steps begins with, well, I should say 1,000 miles begins with a few steps. That way. And I always say to people, listen, you're not going to be perfect. This is one meal at a time. This is a lifestyle. This is not gimmick. This is not another fad diet, another quick fix. Quick fixes are permanent problems, actually. And so it's learning how to reset and make it a lifestyle change, because I don't think losing the weight and getting healthy is the biggest challenge. I really don't. I believe it's keeping it that way in the maintenance, and that's hence the word lifestyle. So it's just start today. Just start eating breakfast. You know, start with the one day, the one meal. I love teaching that one day at a time. We're all living right now in our mindsets. We need to live one day at a time. Funny thing is, we always were living one day at a time. It was in our thinking that made it different. And so... really, that's all we have. And so just start today. If you can't go out and walk 2 miles, walk 10 minutes. Walk a quarter of a mile. Work your way up. It's not like going from nothing to overnight doing everything. Just gradual changes. Gradual changes, one step at a time.
Great wisdom from Cheryl today. Reset weight, how we can make that change starting today. In fact, the last couple days, Terry and I have been doing the couch to 5K, that's what we've been doing. Working out, walking, running, this little app on our phone. And boy, I am feeling it, but it's one day at a time making that change. And you, my friends, I thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Cheryl, for joining us today. It's been fun. Man, the time goes so fast, Cheryl. I hope you join us again in the future. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio KSLM. Listen online and take us wherever you want to go. Download the app, KSLM.news. Like us on Facebook. Comment on those articles that I've posted. Remember, over, under, around, or through, whatever obstacle you're facing today, we are overcomers. Have a fantastic day, my friend. Be blessed. And we'll see you, Lord willing, tomorrow morning.